I've got Shona from the Old School Arts Centre. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the old school? Is everything calming down since the Raglan Arts Weekend is done and dusted?
Just about. We've exhibitions nearly done. The artists have been absolutely shattered. They've been coming in to pick up their any unsold work, and they bring their flags back in, and they got really slammed this weekend. So busy, huh?
Yeah. It was super, super busy. Yeah. And trying to get a park, I was just saying to you off there, trying to get a park down Wallace Street in the middle of Sunday was actually pretty challenging, like the whole length of the street.
Oh, so, I don't know what you'd be parking Wallace Street for anyway. Get your legs out.
Well, we did have to. We got within a few hundred metres of Rivet Gallery, but that was about as close as you could get.
Yeah, I did see all the cars parked around by the dog park. That's crazy. I've never seen so many cars there.
That's where we parked, yeah.
Uh-huh. It was good though, huh? Lots of amazing art.
Yeah. And I was... I interviewed a lot of people. I particularly remember the interview with Ty Muley and Lucretia Bird about their sculpture trail. I didn't quite understand, even though I did the interview, I didn't quite understand what I was in for. It was really brilliant.
Did you go visit it? It is brilliant. I was talking to Ty yesterday. My goodness me, that man's got big plans, eh? We'll see.
Yeah, and I should say to people that if you missed it, you can still go see it. Like, they're going to be open every weekend. Mm-hmm. So you kind of head out. It's 500 metres past Soulscape is the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah, and there is a bit of parking. It's okay. You can manage. There's room for quite a few cars along the street.
Luckily, that little bit of the road, there's room.
Uh-huh. Turning around's a bit harder, but, you know, hey.
I'd take a little trip along to Wilby. I'd drive down to Manu Bay because there were so many cars. I didn't want to try and do anything tricky with the everyone getting around to the various places.
Yeah. It was stunning, though. Really stunning.
Yeah. Did you go out to any other art that you wanted to check out?
Oh, well, I went on the bus trip on Thursday, so that was 10 artists we saw then. And then went out to the sculpture park because I really wanted to see that, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I longed to see Miranda Caird at Whale Bay. And then I took my mum and my sister down to the old dairy factory to check out those artists. So I really enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, there's a really good vibe there. I enjoyed it, not just because of the disembodied heads, but did you notice that on the left?
Disembodied heads?
Yeah, there was on the upper, you go into the left side of the building, and on the upper level there's like all these old suitcases and things, and there were a few heads in them, and then there was also a couple of lampshades in one place, and instead of a light bulb, one of them had a head upside down. Not real heads.
Yeah, good. That would be worrying.
Like from shopfront dummies and things like that, I think is where they came from, something like that. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, I just enjoyed the vibe there. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, and it worked out really nice, I think, with things like, you know, Simon Dickey and his live drawing.
I went to see that on Sunday because I interviewed him as well.
Saturday
I went to see him.
I can't remember when you did it, but anyway, I didn't get long to see that, but I saw some photos and I heard about it, and a really cool thing to have happening.
The live art thing was a cool thing.
And our Friday night with the openings, that was nice. Wander around town, check out a lot of art. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, great and weekend. Caleb did a great job with the hatch again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, getting all those new up-and-coming artists in. I think I interviewed about three of them.
Mm-hmm. So you had lots of interviews, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoy chatting to the artists. It's a fun week, although a very busy week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't the only one. So is there an exhibition already on at the Old School?
No, they're setting up today.
Setting up today.
Lisa Cairns and Carol Garside have a photography exhibition.
I've got a poster for that here.
Yeah. Lisa's exhibited at the Old School before, but Carol hasn't, so I'm excited to see... Well, nice to see Lisa again, and nice to see somebody new with her as well.
Has Lisa had a stall at the market?
Yeah, she does.
I've seen her stuff at that. Yeah. And so she's been... Like, there's a tiger on here, so she's clearly... Oh, and zebras.
I think they've got...
Is that a zebra? No, that's a painting.
No, I think that's creative photography.
Creative photography.
I'm not entirely sure what it is, but it's definitely a zebra and a person and a zebra.
I'm looking at a poster, folks, and the pictures are very little, so it's not that I'm going blind. But she's obviously been around the world and got a few photos from various interesting places.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's so when did you say that? Starting tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yep. Yeah. Tomorrow through till the 10th of November.
Okay, it'd be nice to have another exhibition in there right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a quick turnaround, though.
Yeah. Everyone's got to be in and out, and you've got that's a lot of artists to kind of wrangle when there's, how many pieces, artists did you have in there for the preview?
There's 42 studios, so luckily they were all great, and I think we've just got a couple of pieces left, which is, you know, fine, we can manage that.
Okay, and we're not going to name them here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's on. Are there more exhibitions coming up this year? Or
After that, we'll have a little break, and then we've got Spirit of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was another exhibition booked in, but unfortunately the person had to have surgery, so she's delayed that for a little bit. So
okay. I've told B-Rex that I want to see an exhibition of his old photos from Manu Bay and Whale Bay from like the 80s, because he had a picture up that was in the preview exhibition.
Yeah.
And I was just it's funny because when the day he took it, he probably didn't really think much of it, but now 40 years.
It'd just be a little snap.
40 years, like, oh, yeah. That's so cool. I mean, maybe he did like it, I don't know, but I didn't ask him that question. But yeah, 40 years later, it's like, oh, the old school Raglan people and also new people are going to be, there's a sense of nostalgia around it.
So what did he say when you asked him?
He seemed to think it was a good idea. Yeah, I don't know well enough to know if he was like just placating me or anything, but I'm telling you guys too, so I hope this happens because I think people would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All about the surfer.
Yeah, and kids will be able to see their dads and go, oh, you look young, Dad.
Some granddads around.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So anyway, that's just an idea I'm putting out there into the ether. We've got movies this weekend. Oh, no, hold on. We didn't finish talking about exhibitions because...
So I was going to say Spirit of Christmas, opening on the 29th of November, and we still have space for a couple of wonderful local artisans to join us. So if you're interested, there's a post on the website with a link to the forum, or if you've got any questions, you could just email us. It's info@raglanartcentre.co.nz.
So basically anyone who creates things that might be a good Christmas gift.
Yeah, local, handmade, yeah, Christmas gifts.
Yeah, didn't buy it in Bali.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, okay, that's not what it's
beautiful
about.
Things from Bali, but this is about local.
Yeah, yeah.
Local arts and
creativity. Yeah, okay. So when's that opening again? December, I suppose.
Well, the exhibition will actually open on the 29th of November, but we've just got, I think a week on Monday we said we would accept applications till, and then we'll have to close it down and start organising what we need to organise.
Yeah, yeah, okay, get in quick, folks.
Yeah, and also, while we're talking about Christmas, our Christmas cakes as well.
Yeah.
We'll be taking orders for them from now, basically. We'll be selling some over Spirit of Christmas, but we'll also be taking orders to pick up the week before Christmas week. Should be the 16th, I think.
16th. Sounds like a good number December. To me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Sarah Bing making bowls for those?
Yeah, she's made all the bowls. She's made 80 of them, just in case.
Good on her.
We were thinking more like 60, but, you know, you can't stop Sarah when she gets going.
Oh, that's good.
Most of them have been decorated already, and last year actually she had a bit of a kiln disaster and we ended up having to use some non-Christmas bowls for the cakes, and they were quite popular, so I got her to do some. She's chosen some colours which are not so Christmassy, just in case anyone doesn't want to go with the traditional.
Fair enough.
Traditional.
Yeah, there'll be those Christmas resistant individuals out there. There's a few. We all have our moments leading up to Christmas as well. And who makes the cakes?
The Clayshed team.
Clayshed team.
Last year I made them with Robin and Susanna.
Right. So again this year?
Yeah, I expect so.
Right. Okay.
Unless MD wants to stand up.
And are you using the old school kitchen?
Hopefully not. We did last year. We used the Raglan Bagels oven, which was very kind, and it was fine, but we couldn't really fit enough in at once. So I haven't actually 100% confirmed this, but I did ask Karina if she would let us use the bread shop oven, which she has in the past, very kindly.
Yeah.
Because they've got a beautiful double, you know, two-layer can fit loads and loads in it. Yeah,
they're bulk baking.
That's what I'm hoping, but I'll have to go and
there must be, ask there must be some days when they're not making bread.
Yeah, I'm sure they can fit us in somewhere.
Yeah,
they're very
yeah.
kind and helpful people.
Yeah, it's good. That's it's a small community thing. I was trying to segue into the kitchen at the old school because you were just saying to me before.
Yeah.
There's capacity there at the moment if someone wants to start something up.
Uh-huh. At the moment, we've only got Raglan Bagels and Liz and Rick in regularly, which means we've got space for space for more than one person, depending on how much they need to use it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a good time to get the chance because we don't always have space available.
Yeah.
And it's really intended to be an incubator. So we've got lots of people who've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do come and go away. Some people move on, like Raglan Coconut Yogurt, Raglan Gelato, because they've outgrown it and they need their own space. Ulo's we had.
Yeah.
And then some people do decide it's not for them, which is also a good way to test it out and find out if it's if your ideas
without investing
wings.
In a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who was the guy who was making those pies?
Oh, he moved back to Scotland, eh? I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
He came from Peebles, where I've got family there. He knew some of my family.
I've never heard of that town.
I miss those pies, though. Especially the
good.
Potato topped.
Yeah, he had some interesting... I think I interviewed him once. He had some interesting taste combinations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if someone else out there could just get his recipes and start up again.
start with the
two
pies
people
again.
Here who'll be buying them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's... do you need to prove anything to be part of that? Just a local who's got an idea, something you want to start cooking?
Yeah, I mean... You will have to organise your own food control plan and so on.
Okay.
But, you know, the Waikato District Council are very helpful with that.
But the kitchen itself is up to standard that they want.
Yeah.
Which is the
trick. The kitchen's up to standard. And obviously you do have to clean the kitchen, but we also have a cleaner who does deep cleans and so on. So.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, there's a sterilising dishwasher, all that kind of thing.
Because it's a pretty high bar these days to cross, mm-hmm. isn't it? All that food safety stuff.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I mean, you can make things at home, but I think it's quite tricky to wrangle the requirements.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier if you can be in a space like the old school.
I think the only way that's really easy is if you're a child doing a fundraiser.
I think anyone doing a fundraiser gets a pass, for so many times a year. I think.
Yeah,
Not like, you can't say you're doing a fundraiser every day, but you can.
I'm fundraising for my life.
You can do it once a month or something, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Let's talk about this weekend. There's movies on. What have we got in the way of movies? See that. What's that one that's come back again?
The Road to Patagonia.
Yeah, it's back again.
Yeah, this is showing number 8. It's selling out, so.
Oh, it's. Hold on, what's our date? 31st. Okay.
So that's going to be on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I think Roger's obviously decided that the Road to Patagonia crowd is a 7 o'clock movie crowd rather than a 4:30.
Okay. He's worked that out. They're obviously still turning up, so.
Yeah, like I said, still sold out, so. Still appetite for it.
Briefly, what is that about for those wondering why everyone's so fascinated by it?
Road trip surfing ecological movie.
Okay, all right.
These people taking a motorbike trip through all the way down the Americas, having lots of adventures along the way, doing a bit of surfing.
Like that, both North and South America?
Yeah, all the way from
away
from Alaska down to Patagonia, I think was the plan.
Wow, okay. There's plenty of capacity there to make a TV series out of that. Anyway, other movies. So that's on Sunday at 7 o'clock, folks. On 5 o'clock on Saturday is Thelma. What's that about?
That's the first time we've shown this. It sounds like a lot of fun, actually. It's about this older lady who gets caught in a scam, and then she decides she just wants to get her money back, so she sets off across the city with her Gen X grandson to try and retrieve her money.
Okay. She's 93, it says. Mm-hmm.
Apparently there are lots of Mission Impossible references.
Okay. Yeah, that's immediately can see where the comedy is going to come for that. So that's in the afternoon on Saturday, 5 o'clock sort of afternoon. And the evening one at 7:30, what's this?
Ka Whaiwhai Tonu.
So that's obviously a New Zealand film.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out around about Matariki. It's been asked for, so...
Oh, okay.
I think that'll be quite strong, I reckon.
So when people get in touch with you and say, hey, we want to see this film, you guys are open to that. Any film that they care to name, you may show it?
Yeah, well, Roger will give a standard response, which is, you know, can you guarantee like 25 to 30 people to see it? Because we have to pay, you know, we need that much to cover the fees that
we
pay the distributors. And yeah. If you think you can, if you can persuade him that you can, or he thinks it's a goal, then sometimes there's a bit of a time before we can actually get things, or sometimes it doesn't work out at all.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But yeah, he'll definitely try his best. And this one's, it's about the Battle of, I've forgotten where, in Waikato, that was near Kihikihi.
I'm so trying to quickly scan the words.
Maybe?
Yeah, Orako.
Yeah.
Led the fall. The events that led to the fall of Orako.
Mm-hmm. So it's fictionalized. It's a story of like two young people. And there's also a lot of historical characters. And, you know, it was very intensely researched.
Yeah, Cliff Curtis, Temuera Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting for me because for a long time I've been saying there's so many stories in our history that in terms of films and things like that.
Yeah.
Or books, there's like it's fertile ground, and I was kind of waiting for the country to get to the point where we were comfortable with mm-hmm. that, because well, obviously it's a little bit confronting.
It is a bit confronting.
Because it's about our colonial past.
And this one, there has been a movie made about this battle before, but it was from the other perspective. This is from the Maori perspective, and it's 95% in Te Reo as well with subtitles. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, this intrigues me, because I feel like I've been waiting for this. And some people might be saying, "Oh, Aaron, this has already been happening," but this is, to me, this is significant. Yeah.
Apparently, it's very immersive. As well. Very captivating movie.
Yeah, no, yeah. Maybe I should get along and see that.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's this weekend, 7:30 Saturday night. That'll be on, and if lots of you come along,
yeah, there's definitely one more showing scheduled.
Okay. What are you looking around for? Oh, on the poster over on the wall there.
Yeah. I think it's the 16th of November.
Yeah, I need to click the next button here.
And yeah, possibly more showings after that. If it turns out to be like The Road to Patagonia, we could still be watching it in months and months.
Yeah, 16th, you've got it. Yeah. So, yeah, okay. Oh, that's awesome. So that's the movies. Do we talk about the film festival? Just remind me when the film festival happens these days.
That, I think, is under debate. Jacqueline's been undertaking a bit of a project, sort of investigating the future of the film festival. Not that it will go away, but whether or not there have been lots of ideas put out there. So she's just kind of talking to people and sorting that out.
Okay.
Just now we'll have Art to Wear next year, though. Which is really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's but every second year, that one, folks. Mm-hmm. But the film festival, this year it was in Easter, around Easter, was it?
I thought it was May.
Around.
Yeah, okay, around.
Yeah.
In that kind of term.
Yeah, like autumn instead of spring.
In the same half of the year.
Yeah, yeah. That's all. Because I remember it got shifted, so yeah. All right, we'll drop that one. We can park that one, I think, for the time being.
Yeah.
Although I think the reason I brought it up is because there might be people in school right now who are producing films for marking at the end of the year.
Well, the thing was, we have discussed it. Part of the discussion is around, you know, how that interacts with Art to Wear, though, whether or not, you know, it's too much. If Art to Wear is going to be early June 2025 and the film festival was the end of May this year, if they, you know, we wouldn't want to have the end of May film festival and then beginning of June Art
that
to Wear.
Close.
You know,
yeah.
So it's just kind of around how, what's going to be the best way to give people opportunities and not overload them all at once. So.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I see it's got quite past 10 o'clock. We've been talking about things we feel like talking about, but we should.
Yeah, no, I should
tick
probably
off.
Go and do some
work. You're supposed to be opening the doors.
No, Max is there, thankfully.
Oh, good. So we've already interviewed Beth Torrance about her show Friday night. Doors open at 7. But you've another gig coming up.
On the 9th.
The 9th of...
9th of November, 9th of Saturday November. The 9th.
Yes.
Ash Sales, who I think has played in Raglan before, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad it's on the 9th because we've got our anniversary gig, 30th anniversary gig on the 8th.
So it's going to be a busy weekend, that one, actually. There's lots happening, huh? Freedom to Fly and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah, that's all going as well. Yeah.
Garden Rambles, Creamera growing.
Yeah, yeah, lots
busy
of things.
Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll work out well for Ash then. There'll be lots of people looking to be inspired and energised.
Mm. All right, so that's
by
the music.
Speaks.
Yeah, today and in a couple of weeks at the Old School. Thank you for coming in.